Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. It is truly God who deserves all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, and I give it to Him daily. I just thank Him. As I always say, without Him, I do not know where I would be. So I definitely honor the Father on this morning. Glory to God.
Amen.
I honor also my lovely wife, Apostle April, lead pastor.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, actually, she's laying on her face, prostrate, and she was the last time I looked, she was laying on her face, prostrate, and she was crying out to God, and I give God glory for that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She's always in prayer. She's always in fasting. Glory to God. That's why she lost so much weight, too, because I'm telling you, she'd be fasting almost every single day. But she's always in worship. Before she goes to work, she's in worship. When she gets off work, she's in worship, and she's in her word constantly. Then she's in the office. She's on the computer coming up with things, putting things together, and find a plan for events that we're going to have here locally and things of that nature. She's always doing doing things pertaining to the ministry and pertaining to God himself. So I definitely honor her today on this morning. I give
Amen.
Her
honor.
Amen. Everyone of you are on this line today. Give an honor to each and every one of you. I want to say that I love you and God loves you too. Give an honor to all of the fivefold giftings, all of the offices. We just love you very much. Thank you for joining us across the nation. And many, many people follow us and also globally. Praise the Lord. I want to give honor and want to say thank God for our partners in Russia. I want to say thank God for our partners in Denmark, Sister Linda, and also Brother Ty of Russia. And also we got a few other partners from the Netherlands as well. I want to thank God for them. I want to thank God for our African partners. I want to thank God for our partners in England. I want to thank God for our partners that are abroad. I just thank God for what he's doing in this global movement, in this global ministry. Praise the Lord. There are many things that are coming up that I won't discuss openly right now, but just keep us in your prayers. There's some things that are coming up that I am definitely excited about. So praise God. Don't take lightly the ministry that God has given you, people of God. Don't take lightly what God has given you. Don't take lightly what God has given you. If God has placed an apostle in your life, don't take that lightly. The Bible says you know them by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
My fruit and my wife's fruit prove us to be true apostles of God. Our fruit proves us to be true prophets of God. Don't take it lightly. As I said before, some apostles don't even have churches. What they do is they travel around. They have an evangelistic ministry, and they speak revelation into pastors and leaders across the world and build upon that foundation. That's what Paul did, and he appointed leaders as he traveled. But there are some apostles that do have churches, and one of them in Scripture, that's why I tell people, study the New Testament prophets and study the New Testament apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And we are living in the New Testament right now today. That's the dispensation that we live in. So I often tell people that study these prophets and these apostles in the book of Acts. What I call what we live in right now is a modern-day book of Acts. That's what I call us. But the book of Acts is one of my favorite New Testament books. Study the life of the apostles. Apostle James was one who had a stationary church, so he operated under the assignment as a pastor, but he also was an apostle. So you can't judge an apostle according to what you think. You got to judge an apostle according to what the scriptures say.
Man.
2 Corinthians 12:12 says, the true son Hear me real good. I really want y'all to understand. This ain't even my message right here. But this is what God wanted me to say. The true sign. The truth. Read, look, write it down and go look it up. You can look it up in all kind of versions. Look it up in the KJV version. Look it up in the Greek and Hebrew, what the Bible was written in. This says 2 Corinthians 12, 12. The true sign of a real apostle are signs, miracles, and wonders. That's what the word says. Either the word a liar or I'm lying. Either I'm lying and the word lying, or I don't know what I'm talking about. And I know the word ain't lying. And if you think I'm lying, look it up for yourself. That is the truth. That's what identifies an apostle. Another thing that identifies an apostle is all apostles see Jesus face to face. I have seen Jesus multiple times, and I don't got time to make up or play this. And the Lord already showed me what my life is going to pan out to be and how my ministry is going to pan out to be. That's why when some people say, man, I don't want the ministry to fall down, the church fall down. The church ain't going to fall. My ministry that God has given me ain't going to fall because Jesus spoke to me face to face. He said, no matter what comes against you, I'm going to be right there with you. He took me away in the spirit, and I was walking side by side with him. He was floating, and I could barely catch up with him. But because of his grace, he let me up. He allowed me to catch up with him side by side. Took me high in the clouds in the mountain. Showed me in the clouds, a big screen appeared, and he showed me, he said, this is the church, this is my church, and this is the church that I have given you charge over. And it was all kind of wind and rock coming at him. He said, but nothing can touch you because I'm with you. He gave me that about years ago. Everybody and their mama was calling me an apostle, but I was just operating as a pastor. And I said, I'm not good. They said, Prophet Smith, you really an apostle. I said, I thank God for you saying that to me, but I'm not going to let people pump me up. I need Jesus to affirm that to me, like Scripture states.
Man.
Paul didn't walk with Jesus. Paul didn't walk with Jesus. Paul persecuted the saints. But on the road to Damascus, it says Jesus appeared to him. Every true apostle has face-to-face visitations with the Messiah.
Everyone.
When I had that visitation, that's when I said I'm an apostle, but I need somebody to affirm me. And lo and behold, God put it together, and I had an apostle, a great man of God, affirm me. And I had other men of God, other elders in the body affirm me as well. So that's the true sign of a real apostle. God's miracles and wonders in every apostle, they see Jesus face to face. I've seen him so many times I can't count. I give God the glory. My wife has seen him. My wife even has had visitations from God the Father. Because what we was doing, we was sowing into the Jews heavily. We were sending the Jews thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars we were sending Israel. And then so God took my wife away in the spirit and showed her on a big screen in a loud thunderous voice and began to say, because you bless my people, this is what I'm going to do with your life. He showed her every area of our life that's going to be blessed. And I come to tell you, people of God, we have suffered. We have suffered. We have suffered for this glory. But it's going to come a time and a day where you're just going to see blessing after blessing after blessing fall upon us.
Woo! Hallelujah! Yes!
Hallelujah.
Because it's already written. He spoke it. I'm not worried about no witch. I'm not worried about no warlock. I'm not worried about no spirit. I'm not worried about no demon. I know who I am in God.
Come on now. Amen.
Jesus spoke to me face to face. The Jesus, the ancient Jesus that stood 2,000 years ago on this earth, physically spoke to me face to face. I know what God has called me to do.
Amen.
And he's doing it. You don't got just no regular person that got people all the way in Asia following them or Denmark following them and ain't never met them a day in their life. That ain't no regular anointing. That's called the glory of God. How many people you know that got somebody following them? Talking about, I'm about to bless your ministry with $1,000 and I'm all the way over here in Denmark because that's the glory. They don't even know me. That's the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today's lesson is not necessarily towards anyone in my church or anyone under my covering. But God wanted us to have this message today to be able to identify the spirit if it tries to come into our church so we will know how to deal with it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Spirit of Absalom today. We're talking about the spirit of afterline today. There are a lot of people who are anxious to be something. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. God wants to use you. He wants to use you, but he don't want to use you at the expense that you're going to crash and burn. I come from the old school. I come from the old school where I used to have to sit and labor with a broom in my hand before I could even step and say 5 minutes of sermonette or 5 minutes behind a pulpit. I come from the old school where I have to clean the toilets before I can sit down and I can have Bible study or open Bible. So I come from the old school where I have to serve first. I come from the old school where I have to serve. Because there was some junk in me. And through serving, that junk was going to be brought up out of me. And then when God was ready, and I was ready to be rightfully positioned to where God wanted to take me, that junk would be already exposed and cast out of me. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that's anxious to be something. Anxious to be something. There are a lot of people that's anxious to be something, but soon as warfare hit their life, they go and they cry to the next saint.
My God.
It's okay. It's okay to have a shoulder to lean on the crowd, yes. But if you call to be a true leader of God, if you call to be a true leader of God, you got to have some tenacity about yourself. You got to be strong for the people. You can't be willing and welling and all out crying and falling out and before the people. They got to have somebody to lean on. Don't you know the attacks that me and my wife go on? You don't know the warfare that we go through. The warfare that we go through so much warfare. I can tell the people all the warfare that I go through because it would discourage them. As a leader, you got to stand strong. And there's so many people. In this day and age, they want a microwave process. So many people want to be a pastor. So many people want to be a prophet. So many people want to be a minister. You wonder why God, and I say God, why so many people saying that God raised them up. It's so everywhere I look, it's a prophet somewhere. Yes, God is raising up a lot of prophets in this end time. But some of these people ain't prophets. They just know how to prophesy. They got the gift of prophecy. It's a difference from having a gift and actually being appointed into that office.
Amen.
So many people want to be a pastor. I'm going to tell you something. So many people want to be a pastor. Just because you can deliver a good message don't make you a good leader.
Amen.
Just because you can preach a good sermon, just because you can preach or teach a good sermon don't mean that you're called the pastor.
Amen.
You got to be called to this thing or you're going to mess some people's lives up. Mess around giving them the wrong advice and the wrong counsel. You ain't even called the pastor. Don't even know what the pastoral office is. Don't even know what an office of a prophet is. Just because you can prophesy a few words. That ain't a true office. You got to be called to this thing. And there's so many people. And don't get me wrong, because you know, KCI, we're a training ministry. We raise up people and we push them out. But I want you to understand. I want you to identify something. Because there's a lot of people that's anxious. And that's okay. I was once anxious. Then God had to slap me back down into humility. There's a lot of people that's anxious to be something and to do something for God, and that's good. But in order for you to do something for God, you first got to have God's fruit in you. Don't pray for God's power. Start praying for God's fruit of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of people that's anxious to be something. We ain't going to like this message today, and that's all right. But I struggled for a few weeks before God burst it out. But he said, tell my people this message.
Amen.
So we can identify. Amen. We already had a few Absalons coming to the ministry and a few Jezebels. Absalon to me is the cousin of Jezebel. I'm talking about the spirit. I'm talking about literally in the Bible. We want people to move in God, but we want you first to be prepared to move in God properly.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, a true apostle. I'm going to tell you something. A true apostle recognizes gifts and callings and births, or she births and pours those gifts and callings out. But then you got somebody that's in the ministry. They see a gift or calling on somebody, and they be like, man, they real anointed. They should be a pastor. See, that's the difference between somebody who can see versus somebody who can see, and they are an apostle. Apostle not only sees, but apostle can also identify. You ever hear a person say,
okay, I seen that person rob the bank over there, but I don't know how they look. You saw it, but you couldn't identify it. There's a difference. You may see somebody being used by God, but you can't identify that God want to get some junk out of them first before he elevates them.
Jesus. Yes, yes. Amen.
I made this mistake. I was sitting in my father-in-law ministry, and a young man who I walked to the Lord, I was always winning people to the Lord, glory to God, because I'm a soul winner. Glory to God. Most of you, mostly all of you people online, I personally have won you. And that's another thing. That's another characteristic of being a leader as well, being a soul winner. But it happened in my father-in-law church. A young man I won to the church, and him and his family was coming. And then I was like, man, I told my dad, I said, Dad, you should be a deacon. And then my dad looked at me, and he said, son, he said, we have to have spiritual eyes, because even though a person may look like they're anointed on the outside, they may still have some junk that God wants to fix inside of them. Did you understand what I just said? Just because it looks or appears like you got the anointing don't mean that you're ready yet. We ain't gonna like this message today. It's very quiet. But hey, take it up with Jesus. I oftentimes say if Jesus came in our churches today and he didn't identify himself as Jesus, a lot of us would kick him out the church. I want you guys to do it the right way. God wants you to do it the right way. Satan wants to destroy this church. He wants to destroy this church. But he cannot, as I often say. He can't destroy
it.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm teaching you this to understand, so you can have a knowledge and an understanding of the warfare that we face in KCI. Matthew 16:18 for me and read it out loud. Matthew 16:18 for me and read that out loud. Glory to God.
Okay.
While she's looking for that, I want you to understand, people of God, that is a spirit that brings great deception and great division in the church, corporately in America. And this spirit is called Absalom. Glory to God. That's Matthew 16:18. And we're going to expose this demon today. Glory to God. Matthew 16:18.
Okay, I'm ready.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and it reads, "And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it."
What did that just say? It said the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it. So that means, if Jesus has called KCI, it don't matter what no witch or no warlock or no anybody do. I ain't worried about it, because Jesus has called this church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. It shall not prevail. But we got to understand, the Bible says we are to know the devices of the enemy. We have to understand the devices of Satan so that we can properly identify them, can identify them. The story of Absalom and David. If you understand Absalom and David, if you understand the story of Absalom, Absalom wanted to steal the rightful position of the king of Israel from his father, King David. Absalom wanted to steal his father's kingdom and set up his own kingdom. I say rightful because David was the actual one called by God. He was the actual one called by God. I'm going to read 2 Samuel 14:32-33. 2 Samuel 14:32-33. It reads, "And Absalom answered Joab." If you don't get it, you can just follow along. It says, "Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent unto thee, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me." You understood what that just said? He said, let me see the king face to face, and if I got something wrong in me, I got something bad in me, then let him kill me. Don't you understand? Absalom comes in deception and deceit. Absalom is deceptive. Mm-hmm. The spirit of deceptive. Say, ain't nothing. I'm for the king. I'm all for the leader. I'm all for the business owner. This apply to businesses as well. This apply to your family. This apply to churches. Absalom say, I'm all for you. If there's any iniquity in me, I know it ain't nothing in me. I'm going to go to the king face to face. If there's something in me, he'll see it and let him kill. But that's deception. A lot of times they lie. He said, now for let me see the king's face. And if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom. The king kissed his son. Absalom has a form. Absalom, it said, Absalom bowed before the king. Absalom, don't you understand what bowing means? Bowing shows expressive humility. You're humbling yourself. That's why the scripture says, every knee, every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow. Everybody shall be humbled under Jesus Christ. But you got to understand, Absalom was showing a form. He didn't really have humility. He was showing a form. He didn't really have humility. He was showing a form.
My God.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.